In this week's parasha, Parasha Vizos HaBracha, we conclude the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and we learn of the death of the great Moshe Rabbeinu, our teacher, our leader, our rabbi, who led the Jews from Mitzrayim to the borders of the Promised Land. Vizos HaBracha is the final parasha in Devarim. And in Vizos HaBracha, Moshe spends time on the day of his death blessing each of the tribes of Israel. And after he blesses each of the Shvatim, the Bnei Yisrael, that they should be successful, etc., in Perek Lamed Daled, Moshe dies. Vayal Moshe Me'arvas Moav Al Har Nevo. Moshe ascended from the plains of Moab to the Mount Nebo, to the head of the peak that faces Jericho. God showed him the land of Israel. Rashi says he saw until the last day. He saw all of Jewish history. Moshe was 120 years old in his death. And the entire nation of Israel, the men, cried, the Bnei Yisrael, for Moshe, Yehoshua took over. I actually want to share a beautiful Dvar Torah on the very first word of the Parsha, on the very first Pasuk, I should say, of Vizos HaBracha. So Vizos HaBracha begins in Perek Lamed Gimel Pasuk Aleph. Vizos HaBracha Asher Beirach Moshe Ish HaElokim Es Bnei Yisrael Lefnei Moso. And this is the blessing which Moses, the man of God, blessed the children of Israel before his death. Rashi tells us, Samuch Lemisaso, immediately before his death. Sheimo Achshav Emasai. If he wasn't going to bless them now, when would he bless them? Not after his death, and therefore before his death. And he blesses each tribe, the unique blessing for that Shevet with their kochos, that they should be successful as he prepares to say goodbye to them. They will be crossing the Yarden River, of course, under the tutelage of Yehoshua bin Nun. So it's very interesting that there is a toar, there is a compliment here of Moshe in this pasuk. How is Moshe identified? Vizos HaBracha, and this is the blessing, Asher Beirach Moshe, that Moshe blessed Ish HaElokim, the man of God, Es Bnei Yisrael. Why here, right at the end of his life, as he is about to impart brachos, blessings to the Bnei Yisrael, the nation he has loved and led for 40 years, is he given the toar Ish HaElokim? So I quote from the Sefer Shalom Rav, Divrei Torah by Rabbi Shalom Rosner, on the weekly Parsha. And he quotes such a beautiful and piercing insight with such a strong Musar Haskel for all of us. Rabbi Rosner teaches, the Otzrod HaTorah quotes a Medrash cited by the Yalkut Shimoni. Moshe did not merit being called a man of God, Ish HaElokim, until he blessed the children of Israel. This, says Rabbi Rosner, is a peculiar statement. Was Moshe not already a man of God? This is the last day of his life. He's about to die. Are you telling me that everything we know about his career for the past 40 years, he is not already an Ish HaElokim? Like Rabbi Rosner says, there is no greater prophet than Moshe. In Parshas Baha'aloscha, we are told of the unique relationship Moshe had with Hashem. God spoke directly to Moshe, Peh el peh adaberbo, not through dreams, while he was wide awake, lo kein Avdi Moshe, God says to Miriam and Aaron in that parak, B'cho b'si ne'emanu, Moshe is the most faithful, the most trustworthy, the highest degree. We know further when he came down from Har Sinai at the end of Parshas Kisisa, V'lo yada Moshe kikaren arpanav b'dabru ito, his face, the skin of his face was beaming from the light of Torah. Now he's an Ish HaElokim? What about everything he did for the past 40 years? In Rabbi Rosner's words, Moshe brought down the Torah. He led the nation through the wilderness for 40 years. He did not eat or drink for the 40 days and nights on Har Sinai. Is that not a man of God? He was closer to Hashem than any other human being that ever lived in this world. And yet, the Torah only calls him an Ish HaElokim as he is about to bless the Bnei Yisrael that they should be successful. What do we learn from here? Rabbi Rosner answers, the Otzrod HaTorah derives an important lesson from this. To be truly a man of God, Ish HaElokim, is to be happy with your neighbor's achievements. A true man of God is one who sincerely wishes and blesses others with success. We need to recognize that another man's success does not deduct from any success of mine. Each heavenly account is independent. We should be happy for our friend's good fortune. Why does the Torah call him Ish HaElokim here, you could say, hours before his death? And what is the lasting message to all of us? Everything that Moshe did was amazing, incredible, otherworldly. There was never a prophet like him. But in giving him the Torah, Ish HaElokim, as he is about to bless the children of Israel, they are crossing the Yarden River. He is not crossing the Yarden River. They will be zocha to do mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. He is not zocha to do mitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz, which the Gemara tells us in Sota 14a was the whole reason he wanted to go into Eretz Yisrael in the first place. His life is coming to an end with his last wish unfulfilled. And they will see the fulfillment of that. And Moshe could have chas v'sham been jealous of the people. He could have looked at them with an evil eye, God forbid, with a tsarus eye and a stinginess of eye. He could have said, why do they get the blessing of Eretz Yisrael and not me? And yet, Moshe forgiven, so to speak, the children of Israel. He was happy for them. He blessed them with a full heart. He was not jealous of what they had. He knew that their Avodas Hashem was not his Avodas Hashem. And he was able to say, even though I'm dying on Eiver LaYarden, and even though I am not entering into Eretz Yisrael proper like I so desired, Devarim 3:23, what did he want? To go into Eretz Yisrael? Let me see Yerushalayim. Let me see the Beis HaMikdash, Rashi interprets. And he wasn't going to be. And yet he was able to bless the children of Israel for their success. This truly is an Ish HaElokim. What a powerful lesson as we close the entire Chamisha Chumshe Torah. Everything that we've learned, all the stories of the Avos and the Imahos, about Briyas HaOlam, about the Exodus from Egypt, about the building of the Mishkan, Sefer Vayikra and Taurus Kohanim, but Midbar, our failings as a nation and our successes as a nation, and then Mishnah Torah Devarim, Moshe's goodbye letter. What's one of his final lessons to us? What does the Torah want us to remember? You want to really be godly? You want to really be an Ish HaElokim? You have to begin other people's success. And not only that, you have to be happy for them. Bless them. Give them a bracha. They have something that you don't have. They have something that you want and you didn't get it. We still have to have the ability as a godly person to say, I give you a bracha. I'm happy for you. You should be successful with everything you have. V'zos ha-bracha. Asher beirach Moshe ish ha-elokim as b'nei Yisrael lefnei Moso. And so here he gets the to'ar of being a godly person. This reminded me of something that I had learned from Rav Belsky, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and he has a beautiful pshat into Perek Dalet of Tehillim. Okay, Rav Belsky explained as follows. I'm quoting from Perek Dalet of Tehillim with the pshat of Rav Belsky Zatzal. Rabim omrim miyar einu tov. Many say, who will show us good? Says Rav Belsky, there are many people in life who say, when will I experience a good day in my life? My life is so full of failure. I've never had a good day. And yet David HaMelech continues, Nasa aleinu ar panecha Hashem. Raise unto us a sign, the light of your countenance, Hashem. Rav Belsky explained, David HaMelech is saying, please Hashem, give me one good happy day. Those are people who say, I don't have anything good. When will you show us good? At least give me one happy day. David HaMelech, however, has an attitude and an answer for those who say nothing is ever good. And David HaMelech answers and says, Nasata simcha v'libi me'es diganam v'sirosham rabu. You, God, put gladness in my heart at the time that their grain and their wine abound. Says Rav Belsky, you put joy in my heart, Hashem, from the moment that you filled their mansions with wealth, with food, with everything the world has to offer. They have so much material blessings, yet they complain. They are never satisfied. My attitude, however, it says David, is different. I may not have all the material bounty that they possess, but I have something worth far more than all this world has to offer. You, Hashem, nasata simcha v'libi. You put gladness in my heart. I have true happiness. Says Rav Belsky, if a person is satisfied with what he has, he is truly rich. And if a person has a lot, but he is not satisfied, then his life is a life of misery. Based on this teaching by Rav Belsky, I think perhaps Perek Dalet of Tehillim is coming to teach us something very, very important, which relates to the Dvar Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu, as brought down by Rav Rosner. Nasata simcha v'libi. Me'es diganam v'sirosham rabu. Hashem, you put simcha in my heart at the time that their grain and their wine is in abundance. What a geshmak var. It's easy to be happy when your wine and your grain is in abundance. Of course then I'm happy when my storehouses, when my wine vat is full. Sure, I'm happy. What is David HaMelech saying based on the interpretation of Rav Belsky? Nasata simcha v'libi, I can be happy as a Jew, me'es at the time, digonam v'sirosham rabu, when their wine is abundant, when their grain is abundant, then I can really be happy. That's the mark of an ish Elohim. And that's one of the final lessons in Sefer Devarim and the life of Moshe Rabbeinu. If you can bless your friend, Even to be successful in something you're lacking, they're going to crossing the Jordan River. They are inheriting the Eretz Zavas Chalav Udvash. They are going to the Eretz Chemda Tovo Rechava. Moshe dies in some anonymous location on the eastern side of the Jordan River, but he's able to bless them. He's able to be happy for them. Nasata simcha v'libi me'eis deganam v'siroshem rabu. When they have wine, when they have grain, when their wealth is abundant, then I'm happy. V'zos habracha asher beirach Moshe ish ha'alokim. Then you get the toar. Ish ha'alokim. Halavai, we should be zocha to learn this lesson well and to live our lives of simcha, not only for what we have, but for what others have. That is a true Isha Elohim. I wish you a wonderful day, a wonderful Shabbos, and mostly a good Yom Tov. This, of course, is read on Simchas Torah, when we rejoice with the Torah. Chazak, chazak, v'nis chazek. Kol Tov, and thank you for learning with me.